People come to me and they feel like they've had this vision for their life for so long, and they've doubted it and they've been afraid, and they've got to that point where they weren't even sure, like, is it for me? And the opportunity that I have to guide people as they step firmly into their dreams and into their desires, there is nothing more rewarding than that.
I'm talking today with Elizabeth Payne, who is founder and CEO of Elizabeth Payne Coaching. Elizabeth helps powerful professionals dig deep, awaken their freedom, and consciously step into an aligned life of abundance and ease. Boy, that sounds like something that I need to do. Tell us a little bit about how you do that.
That sounded great. I love that intro. Thank you for that. You are right. I am an empowerment coach. And typically, whenever I meet people that are not living a life of abundance and ease, they have a lot of beliefs and emotions and things that have piled up in their backpack. I love to call it a backpack. It's a great visual for people to understand that they're carrying these things around. And the stuff they're carrying around is not serving them, but they don't realize they've always been lugging it along. So when people work with me, they have an opportunity to lean in to what's in the backpack and what's underneath it all and what's reflecting back to them. So that way they can get rid of those beliefs and those emotions that are not serving them. And then they begin to live a life that's more aligned and more full of ease and more abundant.
I love talking with people who really have a handle on what they do and the benefits of working with them. Many people, as you probably know, really don't have an idea how to express themselves and how to say what it is that they do and how that benefits people. So you really have a good handle on that, and I applaud you for that. Who is your ideal target market? What are the types of people that you like working with and who you have helped in the past?
That's a great one. And oftentimes the word niche is thrown out. And I work from a place of emotions and energy and your beliefs. That's why people come to me. They're ready to really take their life to the next level, but in a completely different way. So for me, if someone comes and they're ready to go, I'm not going to say no to someone if they're not in a specific niche. So I've always operated my business from the standpoint of powerful people come to me, people that are, they identify as a leader, they're ready for something more, but I'm never going to put people in a niche. I always trust if someone comes and they're ready, let's go. Like, let's go on the journey. Typically, it's people that they're ready to lean in, right? I'm going to give you some homework. There's going to be some self-reflection, some deep diving, but the person that comes to me, they're ready for that, right? Because they've done a lot of other things. They've maybe marked a lot of things off their list, and they've worked with lots of other people, and they really have this sense that there's more. That's the people that I'm ready to adventure with. Someone that's ready for more, but it's like on a completely different level.
So your target market is more based on the challenges they have and the position they're in at the moment where they're ready to go to the next level rather than doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And I've worked with doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs. I've worked with athletes. I've worked with tons of entrepreneurs. I've worked with coaches. But you're totally right. It's not about who you identify yourself as. It's more you understand that you're ready. You're in that place of, I'm ready for more ease. I'm ready for more flow. I'm ready to live an aligned life, a different type of life.
How would you say that you are different from other people in your field that purport to do something similar to what you do?
There's a couple things for sure that I could say. No matter what you bring to the table, I can see from the other side, because oftentimes when clients come or when someone comes, their perspective perspective, their perception is not allowing them to see their situation from the other side. And whenever I bring that to the table, it opens up a pathway, it opens up a door for them to step into something different. So the way that I am different from many others is that it's the direct experience that my brain has had. You can't bullshit my brain.
I like that. That's a very unusual way of positioning yourself, but it's very direct, and I've never heard that before. You talked about your journey, and I see on your LinkedIn page that you were manager of technical support engineering for Hilti, the tool company.
Yes.
It seems that that is a bit of a jump from corporate America like that to doing what you're doing now. How did you come to make that transition?
It is a jump, for sure. It's a leap, right? It's a leap, for sure. And the beauty is that the tools and the truth that I teach served me in a really wonderful way as I was making that huge life transition. I had that career for 15 years. And in many ways, you could say I had all my eggs in that basket. I had checked everything off of the list. I had all of the accolades that I thought would really make me fulfilled and abundant and have that life of my dreams. And I realized that I wasn't actually living the life that was most true to myself, that I wasn't connected with my destiny. So once I realized that, I navigated, it was a several year transition because it wasn't burning bridges by any means. Sometimes when people leave a situation that they don't love, they believe they're going to jump into something better, like they're going to burn it all behind them. But what they don't realize is they just take all of it with them. They take the frequency, they take the vibration, they take all that stuff in their backpack with them, and they're not really getting into a better situation. The players look different. The scenes look different. Like, it's a different movie, but kind of the same thing. And for me, it was important to really transition out of that in a beautiful way, not burn bridges. And that way, I didn't drag a bunch of shit in my backpack with me. I was able to transition in a really beautiful way and live my dream life from a place of ease and flow and alignment.
Interesting. What was the time period involved in that transition? And about how long did it take you to find your first two or three or four or five clients where you were able to engage with them, help them, get some positive feedback from them, and decide, yeah, this is something that I can do, I want to do, and I want to move forward with it?
I had the original vision, actually, for this life I'm currently living about 12 years ago. So it was several years I had the vision, but it wasn't very concrete and that I really had no idea what it would look like. I, in my engineering role, was not doing the typical type of calculations and design and technical work. I had transitioned very much so to just full-time leadership and managing people, managing other engineers. And in that way, I was doing a lot of coaching. So definitely different than what I'm doing now, not so intense and one-on-one and focused on one individual person. But I was developing young engineers for the most part. So I had the confidence and the certainty. I absolutely knew at some point along the way where I was going. Even before I signed my first coaching client for my entrepreneurial coaching business, I had 100% certainty. It was a couple years that I actually did both roles, where I had clients in my coaching business when I was still doing the engineering role. Just building confidence and honestly taking more things out of my backpack. That's the thing that people oftentimes don't realize, is that when you have a vision, you can have the vision quite early and have clarity and have certainty, but the calibration, meaning is your brain fully on board? Is your mind, is your body, is your brain fully on board? That can take some time, because that's the unpacking of the backpack. That's unpacking all those beliefs and emotions and things that are not in alignment with your vision. And that's why I spent that time doing both until I felt like fully on board and I felt the lightness of my backpack. So that way, whenever I took that leap, I wasn't super bogged down by my backpack.
So could I say that if you realign your brain, your life will follow, or you must realign your brain in order for your life to follow?
Agreed. Change gets a bad rap. Like a lot of times when people hear change, you know, let's set a New Year's resolution, let's make change. A lot of people are wanting something in their life to change, and they go at it from a very actionable standpoint. I'm going to make the change. Sometimes it's forced. Sometimes it's like coercing themselves, and it doesn't feel great. And the reason is that they don't have their brain on board. When you get your brain on board, when you clear out your backpack, when you lean in, change becomes a natural, beautiful part of your journey because your soul is actually here for change. Your soul didn't come here for just a boring, predictable life to wake up and do the same thing every single day. Your soul desires that discovery and change and that evolution. It just gets a bad rap because humans choose to kind of just bulldoze into it. Once you get your brain on board, you're exactly right. The rest of it falls into place.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned that you had done some training of people when you're at your previous company, and those were factors that contributed to your success. What other factors in your life in general or learning did you explore that led to your decision to make the transition and then contributed to your success in your transition?
Yeah, one of my favorite things to say is that every step is there for a reason. Every season of your life is there for a reason. There's nothing ever wasted. And for me, that is 100% the truth. When I look back, I connected myself with different teachers along the way, different spiritual leaders, different entrepreneurs. Mostly what I tell people when they're doing that is to listen, lean in, and learn. Because without polarity, you don't know what is for you or not. So sometimes you're connecting with people to see things that you like. Sometimes you're connecting with people to say, that's not for me, right? So it's connecting and beginning to really lean in anytime you're creating a vision. Because for me, I was stepping into a new vision for my life, like a completely new life. I was doing a lot of that where it was leaning into what is for me. Like, how many hours a week do I really ideally want to work? You know, what does flow look like? What does ease look like? What does an aligned life look like? So for me, it was a lot of leaning in, a lot of books. I love to read. I was reading a lot more than I do now. I have a little bit less input now, just more of a boundary, but I was reading a ton. And putting yourself out there is so important too, because again, when you begin to do that, you can feel what is for you and what is not for you.
That's so true. Now, in this era of uncertainty that we're in and could be in for a while, a lot of people are reinventing themselves or want to reinvent themselves. And you certainly did that, going from a corporate environment into what you're doing now. What are a couple of obstacles that you faced that you think other people might face to make a transition or a pivot at this point? And what advice could you give them to try and overcome those obstacles?
Mm-hmm. I would say a few things come to mind. I mean, it's natural for the brain to default to fear and doubt. So that's 100% natural. If you know that going into it, it makes it easier. Trust that your brain is going to throw fear and doubt at you, but also trust that that is your path forward. Those fears that come, that's something screaming from your backpack. The doubt that comes, that's screaming from your backpack. So if you have the tools or somebody helping you to lean in, you can use the fear and use the doubt to just guide you forward. Oftentimes people stuff fear, they stuff doubt, they run the other way or they bulldoze over it. And that's not really moving them forward or moving them up. It's not moving them in the direction they want to go. So I would definitely say, know that fear and doubt will come, but see it as weird as it sounds, see it as a friend, because it's showing you a beautiful path forward. The other thing is, be careful who you share with, because there will be some people that will also be very afraid. They will just build more fear for you or more doubt. Be careful. I had this vision for so long, and I wasn't going around sharing it with a ton of people, because depending on where they're at in their headspace and in their journey and their beliefs, it may sound really crazy to them, or it may scare them. And that's not necessarily going to help you as you take that leap or as you even begin to take steps forward. It's just going to kind of stop you in your tracks.
I would make this analogy to what you just said, and that would be, I used to do some stand-up comedy years ago, and I actually trained comics for a while, put on some comedy shows. And I used to tell the comics to play to the people who are looking at you and smiling and laughing, and don't pay attention to the people that are not paying attention to you. And I think that's what you said, is find people who are receptive to what you want to do and engage with them. And the people who are not receptive, who are negative to what you're trying to do, you don't spend a lot of time with them, because they're likely to impede what you're trying to do. And especially when you're making a transition and you may be uncertain about your future, you definitely don't want people who are going to detract from your journey to success.
Yes, put the blinders on and know that in some way, your brain, the way that brain science works, is that your brain gets very used to certain patterns, and sometimes emotions that your brain is feeling, it's like your brain might be drawn to other people that are feeling the same emotions that your brain is feeling. So your brain may be drawn to like get into conversations with that person over and over. So it's really important to be diligent with your brain. And in a sense, not to say, you know, have conversations with your brain. Like we're not going to go down that road with that person, because that's not where I'm going. Right. It's important to be disciplined. That's the word I would use during those times, and know that you're choosing the path depending on who you're engaging with. And sometimes your brain's going to want to run down that other direction because it's afraid. So yeah, I love that analogy that you shared about the comedy. Engage with the people that are, they're ready to build you up, and they're excited for you, and they believe. And even if you find someone that's already done it, right? Like that's a great example for your brain to not be afraid, because this person's already done it.
Exactly. What are you most proud of in your business career so far?
Most proud of, I mean, for me, it's definitely all about clients just really stepping into a new future. You know, oftentimes people come to me and they feel like they've had this vision for their life for so long, and they've doubted it and they've been afraid, and other people have said no way, and they got to that point where they weren't even sure, like, is it for me? Anytime you have a vision in your heart and in your mind, it's absolutely for you, because it wouldn't have been given to you otherwise. And the opportunity that I have to guide people as they step firmly into their dreams and into their desires and oftentimes into their destiny, there is nothing more rewarding than that.
Absolutely. So what would you say is the secret sauce that other people in your business miss?
The secret sauce is definitely the energy and the emotional side of things, like that backpack. I do meet other coaches. There's a lot of beliefs that come with the coaching industry, depending on how much the person has exposed themselves to certain social media or certain things. There's beliefs that come with it about what types of things have to be difficult or the way you have to do things. And that's all things that are stored in the backpack. And that I would say that's the game changer, is leaning into the energy and the emotions and what's in your backpack. If you don't do that, those beliefs that are not serving you will reflect back to you, and it may not be what you actually desire.
You know, listening to you, I can hear your firm belief and commitment to what you do. And unfortunately, on a website, it's hard to convey that, which is why I like to do audio, because when people listen to this podcast, they're going to hear your sincerity, your enthusiasm, and hopefully some of them are going to say, you know, I need to contact Elizabeth and find out more about what she does and maybe work with her. So be proud of that, because many people cannot articulate verbally what they do in a way that comes across as competent, professional, enthusiastic, and sincere. And you certainly do that. What advice would you give to someone who's considering working in your field, becoming a life coach?
The advice I would give in any space that identifies as a leader, that it's very difficult to effectively lead others if you're not leading yourself. Self-leadership is 100%. That first step. When I was in my previous role, that was the number one question I would get from the new engineers is, I would love to be a leader like you at some point. And that's what I would tell them. Lead yourself. Learn about yourself. Lean in and lead yourself. Lean into your emotions. Lean into your backpack. Lean into your beliefs. That's the number one piece of advice I would give for somebody that was ready to jump into coaching. Because if you do that, it's going to make your path forward much easier.
That's great advice. And well described, so that I believe that people listening to this will be able to understand that and it will resonate with them. Okay, we're kind of at the end of our session here. First of all, how can people contact you? What's the best way? And is there any kind of offer or resource or something that you'd like to share with people?
Sure. My website is easy. It's elizabethpayne.com. And I'm also on LinkedIn and Instagram if people prefer those. But yeah, the easiest is definitely my website, elizabethpayne.com. I do have some free resources on my website if someone's interested specifically in this backpack concept and what does that mean? How do I clear out my backpack? I have a resource that you can download that kind of goes into the backpack concept and how to begin to clear out your backpack.
I think the backpack clearing concept is something that I've never heard before, and I think it's a powerful, unique selling proposition because it's a different way of stating what you do and what people need to do in order to move forward in their life is clearing your backpack. I've never heard of that before, and I applaud you for coming up with that because it's really something that people can visualize. Hey, I've got this backpack full of stuff. I need to clear it out. And before I do that, I'm going to be carrying this weight around with me, if you will. And I think that's a great way of describing what you do. So I congratulate you on coming up with that unique selling proposition. Well, thank you very much. I'm sure that someone who has an audience that you serve would be delighted to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much. Those were great questions.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, and we'll be in touch.
All right.
Bye-bye.